Our final report this week comes from our good friends at North Shore Community School, and Abby is our reporter.
Hi, my name is Abby, and I'm your phrenologist for this week. Rocco observed the temperatures were dipping into the negatives this week. At Kendall's house and many other houses in the Duluth area, it snowed a few inches over fresh powder. On the 25th and the 26th, the sun came out at recess. At Phoenix's house, it got to 14 below on January 28th. There was a full moon that night, too. Ava saw a sun dog around the sun on the 29th, which is a rainbow that goes around the sun due to the snow crystals in the air. Ava saw three chickadees at Chickadee Landing on Friday, January 28th. Jennifer saw a snow owl swoop down into one of the trees by her house. On the 25th, Rocco saw a dead fly on his porch. Kendall and multiple other sixth graders saw a pine marten chasing its breakfast, a snowshoe hare. Through the woods and past Chickadee Landing on Monday the 25th, Rocco saw some interesting animal tracks in his yard. Cade saw a rabbit pop out from under their shed and started to eat his mom's plant. On January 27th, Jennifer saw some animal tracks that didn't look familiar. Coyotes have been singing and yipping at Miss TG's house. She heard them on the moonlit night of the 28th. They sounded like little kids calling to each other. Adeline's apple tree was happy buds thriving all over the branches. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Abby. That was a really nice report. Always a lot of things going on down there. A sun dog, and from the description of it, it almost sounded like what would be described as a perihelical arc, sort of a rainbow that circles the sun. And she's right. It takes a certain arrangement of ice crystals in the air, usually up sort of at the level of cirrus cloud, sometimes a little lower. But these ice crystals typically have six sides. Think of a pencil and think of it sort of cut into little chunks. And those little pencils act like prisms. And when the sun is just at the right angle, you get those flashes of rainbow colors. And they're typically more common in the wintertime because the sun needs to be at, I believe it's 23.5 degrees. In order for it to be that low, you can see them in the summertime, but you have to get up really early when the sun is just coming up or see them just as it's setting. In the wintertime, oftentimes you can see them right during the day, so it's not that bad. Snowy owls, pine martens, coyotes, man, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And Abby, thank you for that great report. And you kids over at North Shore Community School, thank you so much for being good observers of nature for us. That's our talk back segment for today. And we will be back again next week with more talk back for you. Hopefully, you'll be the ones who send in some of your notes, some of the things that you're seeing.